was testing my mic to make sure it was plugged in. I started doing this. And I realized that sounds just like the beginning of Queen's Flash Gordon song. But I digress. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Speaking of the Queen, the late night shows joked about the Meghan Markle special. See what I did there? Jimmy Kimmel. Harry said racism was a big part of their decision to leave, which, you know, things are bad at Buckingham Palace if they came to America to get away from racism. Great joke, Kimmel. Everyone thinks marrying a prince is like a fairy tale. Turns out it's not. Meghan Markle said that when she joined the royal family, they took away her passport, her driver's license, her keys. Please remove your belt and get ready for a cavity search. Kimmel. Meghan said at one point things got so bad she went to HR at Buckingham Palace for help, and they refused to help. It's funny that the Royal Palace has HR and it's just as unhelpful as HR every place else. Those were all great Jimmy Kimmel writers. Colbert, hold up. You're saying Buckingham Palace has HR? How long has that been around? Because you'd think someone in human resources might have stepped in to tell Henry VIII that chopping off your wife's head could be interpreted as a hostile work environment. Also great joke. Kimmel and her husband Harry made a number of startling accusations. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, vigorously denied all of them just out of reflex. Awesome. Colbert, I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm going to say there's a possibility, just a possibility, mind you, that this medieval selective breeding program might be racist. Colbert, it's never good when the British ruling class thinks someone is too dark. They steal their land and they make them play cricket. Colbert, awkward is four people in the backseat of a car. Awkward is forgetting your friend's child's name. One of your relatives asking you to place your child on Sherman Williams' color wheel is royally bleeped. Kimmel, imagine after centuries of inbreeding, all of a sudden these people are concerned about the color of a baby's skin. Fallon, well, guys, I have some news to make people feel a little bit better, and that is that the royal family is just as messed up as everyone else is. Seth, Britain's Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle sat down for an interview with Oprah, or as British tabloids reported it, Harry's kidnapper speaks. Fallon, yeah, it was a big event, mainly because they revealed the baby's gender in California without burning down an entire forest. Great Kimmel. They also told Oprah they've been cut off financially. Oprah was like, sorry, I already gave out all my cars. I can't help you. And Fallon, the ratings were so big, ABC just offered the couple their own weekly show called Royal-ish. Let me get a plug in for the other podcast on which I am the writer. It is called Palace Intrigue. It is about the royal family. We are having a huge week over there. You have no idea the amount of downloads. It is crazy. Palace Intrigue, it's 5 minutes every day about the royal family. So it's like this, minus comedy plus royals, except today, your host Mark Francis reading the same jokes I just did, except in a British accent. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. The Daily Mail covered some of the overseas reactions. Comedian Catherine Ryan tweeted, research, and I can't stress this enough, your husband. Another social media user joked, turn Buckingham Palace into a Princess Diana-themed gay bar, while one said, what about turn it into the set for RuPaul's Drag Race? Others suggested the writers of The Crown were furiously getting to work on new scripts after watching the interview. Differently ridiculous, from The Blaze, comedian and voice actor Gabriel Iglesias blasted cancel culture in a Saturday tweet following a New York Times article that branded beloved cartoon character Speedy Gonzalez as toxic. Gabriel Iglesias is the voice of Speedy Gonzalez in the upcoming Space Jam movie. On Wednesday, New York Times columnist Charles Blow took aim at the Dr. Seuss books and certain cartoons that he said perpetuate corrosive stereotypes. In the editorial, he wrote, some of the first cartoons I can remember include Pepe Le Pew, who normalized rape culture, Speedy Gonzalez, whose friends helped popularize the corrosive stereotype of the drunk and lethargic Mexicans, and Mammy Two Shoes, a heavyset black maid who spoke in a heavy accent. I'm not familiar with Mammy Two Shoes. Pepe Le Pew, yeah, he was, you know, every French stereotype and a skunk who was always hitting on a cat who would somehow get white paint on her back, making Pepe Le Pew think that she was a skunk. I was 7. I got the joke. I wasn't thinking like, oh, this is acceptable behavior. It's a cartoon about a skunk hitting on a cat with paint on her back. Let's all relax. Gabriel Iglesias, whose nickname is Fluffy, says the article, wrote, I am the voice of Speedy Gonzalez in the new Space Jam. Does that mean they're going to try to cancel Fluffy too? You can't catch me, cancel culture. I'm the fastest mouse in all of Mexico. The article points out, Cartoon Network once tried to shelve the Speedy Gonzalez cartoons back in 1999, 20th century, folks, after accusations that it promoted negative stereotypes. But wait for this. Outcry from its Mexican audience prompted the network to return Speedy to the airwaves. So is anyone actually offended by Speedy Gonzalez and Pepe Le Pew? I don't know about that third character there. I don't know. From the laugh button. Going into the Critics' Choice Awards, the lineup for Best Comedy Special category was Jerry Seinfeld, Fortune Feimster, Patton Oswalt, Mark Maron, Michelle Buteau, and Hannah Gadsby. The winner? It was a tie, which is weird. Best Comedy Special went to both Jerry Seinfeld and Michelle Buteau. Those are bad picks. I'll talk about that in a second. Seinfeld talked about looking forward to when comedy can happen in person again, and Michelle Buteau ran around and showed off her jogging pants she was wearing for the occasion. Those nominees again. Seinfeld, Fortune Feimster, Patton Oswalt, Mark Maron, Michelle Buteau, Hannah Gadsby. Hannah Gadsby's special, the second one, Douglas, I thought it was great. I thought it was better than Nanette. I would have gone there. Mark Maron, his special was all about like the bleakness and it was prophetic. It came out before the pandemic, but it's like he recorded it 6 months of the pandemic. Those should have been the winners, one of those. Seinfeld, that was like not even close to Jerry Seinfeld at the top of his game. That got mixed reviews. We talked about that here. The whole second half of Jerry's show didn't work. That, I don't know. Critics' Choice Awards? No. Bad job there. You might as well give Adam Sandler an award. This is fun. From AussieTheater.com, your home for comedy news, Aussie Theater has 5 double passes to give away to, listen to the name of this show, Awkward Conversations with Animals I've Effed, and they didn't say effed, Awkward Conversations with Animals I've Effed. It's at the MC Showroom on the 24th of March. The description, one-night stands are awkward, one-night stands with animals are more awkward, and when you're as desperate to please as Bobby, things get awkward as F. He's just a guy with too much love to give and a burning desire to give it to consensual adult mammals. A perfectly written dark comedy of one-sided conversations between a man and the animals he has, well, effed. It is strange. Oh boy, is it strange, is the description here. But if you decide to take a walk on the wild side, and you really should, and delve into a bit of strange, then this is the show for you. Hopefully, you are listening to me from Melbourne, and you can actually go to this thing. Time Out says, I think if you're on board with the title, you won't have any problems with the content. Awkward Conversations with Animals I've Effed, March 24th. It's at the MC Showroom, L1/48 Clifton Street in Prahran, Victoria. Postal code 3181. You should go. Anybody in Melbourne? If you are, say hi. Say hi to me on Twitter. Make me feel good. Be like, hey, I'm in Melbourne at DCN Pod. Great city. I'm not that hip to the geography. Prahran, Prahran, however you say it. Maybe it's right downtown. Maybe it's 30 miles away. I don't know. Was there once. You guys have a great Botanic Gardens. In the Botanic Gardens is a place called Long Island. It's different than the one right next to New York City. But I took a picture next to it. I thought it was funny. Love Melbourne. Can I interest you guys in some highbrow drivel? Come on, you're in, right? Hilarious takes from serious experts? Yeah, you want to do this. Anthony Jeannot is your host. He's a critically acclaimed stand-up. Every week, he invites one of his comedy mates to interview an expert / academic about a subject they are way out of their depth on. Listen to this week's show. This got my attention. Ready? Get rid of the kids. This week's topic is Mind the Orgasm Gap for International Women's Day. The description, if you've ever had an orgasm, I have your intention, right? Yeah, this is good copywriting, Anthony Jeannot. If you've ever had an orgasm, you're probably not surprised to hear that people like them. But unfortunately, in news that will surprise few women but too many men, I got to clean up your language here, Anthony Jeannot. Women orgasm significantly less than men in heterosexual couples. The massive difference is known as the orgasm gap. Just in time for International Women's Day, Anthony Jeannot talked to comedian Gianna Cheng and psychology postdoctoral student Jessica Jordan to discuss what the stats say, why it happens, and how it can be corrected. So, you know, it's fun, the show. I'm making it sound like, you know, this is like a college class. No, it's a light, funny, and easily accessible way to hear the latest from some seriously mind-blowing experts. It's called Highbrow Drivel. They're not mad at me anymore. More because I hang out with Zuck and Elon. They get it. I got to make some money here. That's why I'm always reading commercials for mid-roll podcasts. Highbrow Drivel, wherever you get your shows. Today's one of those days on the podcast I love. I get so much stuff. I bounce like 2 major things, but hey, easier for tomorrow. Let's talk comedy's top dog. Hey, I didn't bring my phone. How am I going to check Instagram? I have to go get my phone. Whew, I'm back. Now, what for you was a one-second edit, that was 6 minutes in my life. Let's see where my phone is. Is it in the studio? No. Is it in the chair where I sit? No. Is it in the car? No. Is it in the bathroom? No. Let's check the chair where I sit again. Yeah, it was under the cushion. Today's episode is very silly. Comedy's top dog, it is Ricky Gervais versus two-time defending champion John Mulaney. You go to the Instagram page, which is at Daily Comedy News, and you comment in the comment section under the post, like mouthybroad.media, who commented, Ricky. Fashion Lurker commented, Mulaney. And Dragon Queen 221B said, Mulaney. Mulaney with a slight lead here, but we got plenty of week left. You can vote Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Let's do all the bits. Sarah Cooper, you know Sarah. She used to pantomime to Donald Trump videos on TikTok, but no longer. She spoke to the Last Laugh podcast about becoming massively famous without leaving her apartment. Sarah Cooper, you know Sarah, she said, without Trump, without the pandemic, I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't have had the success, so I just have to accept that. Part of it, I look at as kind of a blessing, because I do feel like I need to separate myself a little bit from those impressions in order to have the career that I really want to have. I feel like it was a great launching pad for me. It's not something I want to do for the rest of my life. Yeah, you don't want to do TikTok videos pantomiming to former President Donald Trump for the next 30 years? Good plan. There's a lot of other things I want to talk about, so I feel like it's actually a good thing because now I could be a little bit low-key and focus on writing and focus on the next thing that I want to do. If I'd been everywhere and my face had been everywhere and I'd kind of been oversaturated, I think that would have not been great for the future of what I want to do next. Okay. So I saved this one. We talked yesterday about Fozzie Bear at the National Comedy Center in conveniently located Jamestown, New York, just 6.5 hours from New York City, just 2.5 from Cleveland. And I'm like, I'm going to call my friend Glenn, who I heard from my other friend Glenn, and he was like, should I get an agent because I hear you talking about me on the show? It's not you, Glenn. It's this other Glenn that I'm friends with that you don't know. So other Glenn and I are going to do a road trip up to Jamestown. So I went on TripAdvisor. And they have things to do in Jamestown. And I actually did some prep for once. Top attractions in Jamestown, just 6.5 hours from New York City. Number one, of course, the National Comedy Center. Admission tickets, $16 and up. We'll talk about that. Number two, the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum. All right, that sounds pretty cool. They've got a set here that looks like where the Ricardos lived when they moved to Connecticut in the later episodes. Number three, after you drive 6.5 hours to Jamestown, New York, and you've checked out the National Comedy Center and the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum, and you're like, what else should we do? Number three on TripAdvisor's top 15 things to do in Jamestown is Lakeview Cemetery. Hey, other Glenn, aren't you glad we drove 5.5 hours from your house? Let's hit Lakeview Cemetery. It's got 123 reviews. 81 people rated it excellent. 36, very good. 6 said it's average. The reason you go there is that's where Lucille Ball's grave is. One of the reviews says, easily found grave. Her grave was easily found. Just look for the red garbage can on the road. They also have red hearts on the road to send you to her grave. One of the average reviews says, we drove through the cemetery and found Lucy's grave. We looked and took pictures. The grounds are very nice, but it's a cemetery. So that's your number three thing to do after the National Comedy Center and the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum. And then you hit Lakeview Cemetery. And then your other friend, Glenn, who's not the first Glenn, goes, what else should we do? Well, number four is Peterson's Candies. Sounds awesome. The Audubon Community Nature Center, the Fenton History Center. These all sound great. Roger Torrey Peterson Institute of Natural History, the Robert H. Jackson Center, the Northwest Arena, Allen Park at number 10, the Lucille Ball Little Theater at number 11 is a lighthouse. Number 19 is an escape room. Number 22 is Pal Joey's. Pal Joey's number 22, but it's number 3 of 5 nightlife spaces in Jamestown. 3 reviews, 2 excellent, 1 average. First review says, permanently closed. Oh, I'm sorry, other Glenn, and I'm sorry for the proprietors. Hey, you know when you're in the middle of a great bit and your wife comes down and does the laundry and totally kills your flow? Didn't I mention this last week? Can you stop doing laundry in the middle of the podcast? I was in the middle of a great bit. Now I lost it. Now we're just going to wrap up. And that's what we're going to do in Jamestown, Glenn. Plus, I broke the website. It won't load now. It crashed when I was doing the bit, and now it won't even tell me. So, Jamestown, New York, just 6.5 hours from New York City, and you can visit the National Comedy Center and a cemetery. Jimmy Kimmel tweeted, were you in New York City in 1986? We're making a doc for ESPN, and we're looking for great photos / home movies / radio / etc. of the 86 Mets on or off the field. If you want to be part of it, send an email to 86metsfilm@itv.com, 86metsfilm@itv.com. If you want to be part of Jimmy Kimmel's 1986 Mets documentary, that is your comedy news for today. There was so much more in that TripAdvisor bit, but the laundry killed it. Please stop doing laundry during my show. If you like what I do, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. See you tomorrow.